Living expansively. 2 Corinthians, 6th chapter, 11 through 13 verses. This is from the Message version of the Bible. Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives. Live open and expansive lives. How suppressed is your life? How constrained are your living conditions? How long are you willing to wait for the right time to complete your heart's desires? How do you distinguish between free will versus complicity with authority, or complicity with the loudest opinion? A parent will guide a child and direct a child with an interest toward the well-being of that child. We want to provide that which is in the best interest of the child. Often, children see such guidance as control, and they resist it. They resist this sort of parental guidance. And often, they prefer not to adhere to it. They choose another way just to be defiant. We've all seen defiant children who may hear something time and again from their parents and ignore the guidance. Interestingly, it's when that same advice is offered from another source that the child or the children actually begin to hear the guidance. It's called selective listening. We are all guilty of that same type of listening. We live within the perceived boundaries of defiance, and we operate as if we're defying a voice that's commanding us to do certain things in a certain way. We live defiant lives with a mantra that goes in the background saying, "You can't make me do this. You can't tell me what to do." You know that voice, and it might be speaking to you at this moment. But after all is said and done, we have aspects of our life where we are living as defiant children. We're living small, childlike lives, repeating to ourselves time and again, "You can't tell me what to do. You can't make me do that." Well, consider giving up your defiance, because defiance takes on many shapes and forms. We do this not because we choose this, but to put a finger or poke a finger in the eye of the other option. We do that so as not to give one the satisfaction of knowing that we're following that advice. Our defiance is killing us. Our defiance is killing off all possibilities of powerful, effective lives. So consider giving up your defiance. Consider referring to that voice that you actually hear, that voice that you respect, that voice that you embrace. You know the difference, and you actually know that voice that consistently makes a difference for you, that voice that makes a difference with you, that voice that very often we look forward to hearing, we anticipate it, which is different than the voice that we resist. Now, the two voices might be delivering the same message, but our defiance has more to say about it than our choosing, what we're up to. Sometimes that voice is operating from within us, but it's only repeating the information, the message that we might be hearing from a reliable friend or a relative. But we know that voice that we rely on, that we depend on, that we actually trust, which is so different than that voice of defiance that we would take issue with. Well, I would offer this, my friend, that these are times that are calling for you to stretch out. These are times that are calling for you to step away from that voice of defiance, that voice of resistance. These are times that are calling for you to speak your truth to those who hear it. These are times for you to abandon that voice of defiance and that space of defiance. And in some cases, you might be the very voice of defiance that you need to explore, you need to investigate, and yes, clearly, you need to surrender. These are times that call for you to speak the truth that God has placed in your heart. When you give up that defiance, when you choose to hear that voice, when you choose to speak that truth that God has placed in your heart, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are times in which you can begin to live expansively. You see, your life expands as you give voice to God's vision. Your life expands as you give voice to that vision that God has placed in your heart. Your life expands when you abandon defiance, embrace that voice of hope, and give that vision placed in your heart by God. When you give that vision a voice, you will know what it's like to live expansively. God bless.